voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine, with radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Good evening from Indianapolis, Indiana, and welcome to All Things Radio. I'm Bill. I kind of sit in the chair and push buttons and turn it over to Jeff and Chris and Mike and Sean and Perry and Gary and all of those guys. I just kind of keep quiet, except for tonight. We got a lot of stuff.
Jeff? We certainly do, Bill. Good evening, everybody. Jeff here, and we've got big news. Well, first of all, let's talk about what's happening on the All Things Radio Live. We've got our usual radio news from a national perspective. And we're going to be talking about what's happening in the world of broadcasting. And there's always something going on in the world of broadcasting. Then, of course, we're going to be our featured station section. And we're going to go to the United Kingdom. We're going to listen to country music. Not country western, because Sean corrected me on that one. But country music from the United Kingdom. We've got Jennifer's call letter and format changes. And we got a featured segment from Chicago with our classic air check, WLS, because they did celebrate their 95th anniversary last Friday. What does WLS stand for? Does anyone know?
It's World's largest store.
You've got him. We're going to hear Joel Sebastian, who I remember when he worked at WINS in New York City, and he also worked at WXYZ in Detroit. He did some work at WLTW in New York. He did work at WNBC with the Time Machine on the weekends. So we'll get to hear that. And Bill's got some breaking news. We've got a feature on smooth jazz, but we have a feature on just a little bit of Chet Kopic, who is a sports analyst, a sports announcer, a sportscaster, essentially. He passed away yesterday after a violent car accident. So all in all, a very busy podcast. So, Bill, I guess we're going to get to it, won't we?
I guess we will. The only thing I can say is Mike Loft and I have been trying to get you to drop country and western for 10 years now.
That's right, Jeff. They dropped it in 2004, 5 years before the podcast started. But
it's only that song, what was it, the Willie Nelson, with Beer for My Horses. That's the only time that any horses even get in country music
Marty Robbins died in 83, so the weather track is
82, yeah.
Mike and I couldn't do it for years and years and years, but Sean does it in just a few minutes. What can I say?
Influential.
What can I say? You know, I guess I'm a little behind the times. You know, country is not my thing. I mean, I like some of it, but I don't, follow it as much as other people do. But I did happen to get that country music station from Jeff. Me, and it was difficult to get that feed to work properly. It took me a lot of work to get that to do.
Jeff.
Wow.
Jeff, it's time to do the news, buddy.
You got it. I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Cumulus sells a radio station in Los Angeles, California, swaps radio stations with Connoisseur Media in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Allentown, Pennsylvania. We'll let you know what's happening on the street, and we begin a look at the Nielsen March Personal People Meter ratings. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and Cumulus Media once again makes news. On the heels of selling its two radio stations, WPLJ-FM in New York City and WRQX-FM in Washington, D.C., Cumulus has once again made a sale of another major market radio station. This time, it's classic rock radio station KLOS-FM in Los Angeles, California. The buyer is Alex Marorello, who owns radio station KDAY-FM with a rhythmic format, and KDEY-FM, licensed to Ontario, California, with a classic hip-hop format. Alex Marorello says that the radio station is going to be the new rock leader in Los Angeles, California, so at least at this point, KLOS-FM is going to be keeping its classic rock format. The price for the sale of this radio station to the Marorello Group is $43 million. In other news, Cumulus is swapping its radio stations in Connecticut. Those radio stations are WICC AM in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and radio station WDJF FM, licensed to Westport, Connecticut. The beneficiary of the swapped radio stations is Codicer Media, which is based in Long Island. Codicer Media, on the other hand, will be swapping its radio stations in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with Cumulus. Cumulus will be gaining the following radio stations in Allentown, Pennsylvania. 99.9, The Hawk with Classic Rock, that's WODE, licensed to Eastern Pennsylvania. Alternative Rock, WWYY-FM, Spin 107.1, Belvedere, New Jersey, with a translator in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And AM radio stations WEEX-AM in Eastern Pennsylvania and WTKV-AM in Allentown, Pennsylvania, both with a sports talk format. What will happen to Cumulus owned and operated radio stations in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco? Will they sell those radio stations? Will Cumulus keep WABC-AM, which is rather expensive to run? How about WLS-AM in Chicago, as well as WMAL-AM in Washington, D.C.? And what will happen with radio station KABC-AM in Los Angeles, California? All of these are questions which we can't answer here, but we'll find out more in a future All Things Radio podcast. In other news, what's happening at iHeartMedia? It looks like there's some downsizing occurring at iHeartMedia at their radio clusters in West Palm Beach, Florida, and Wichita, Kansas. According to the Wichita Eagle, a number of cutbacks were made at radio station KRBB-FM in Wichita, Kansas. The station transmits on a frequency of 97.9. Exiting is program director and midday host Dave Wilson, as well as the morning team of Adam Lucas Cox and Kareth Beard. And according to WPTV Television, the following cutbacks were made in the West Palm Beach market of radio stations owned and operated by iHeartMedia. WLDI-FM transfers on a frequency of 95.5 with a pop CHR format. They lost their program director and afternoon host Maverick and their midday host and assistant program director Chelsea. Also affected is Mike Perry, who has lost his job at radio station WOLL-FM with an adult contemporary format. He had been with the radio station for over 20 years. And Andy Preston, who had been holding down the afternoon drive position at radio station WKGR-FM with a classic rock format, was also let go. Tragically, after he heard about the layoff, he was also killed in a car accident that very same day. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Folks living in Boston, Massachusetts will hear one less alternative rock radio station as radio station WBOS-FM, licensed to Brookline, Massachusetts, serving Boston, Massachusetts, has dropped its alternative rock format in favor of the next generation of classic rock. Along with the format change, Beasley also made some job cutbacks at radio station WBOS-FM. Gone is midday personality Amy Brooks, who has been a fixture in the Boston market for over 20 years. Amy Brooks came to radio station WBOS-FM after working at radio station WQRC-FM serving Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Also gone from WBOS-FM is their music director, Joel Weiss, who had been with the radio station for just about a year. Entercom has made changes to the radio landscape at radio station WMJX-FM in Boston, Massachusetts. They've hired Karen Blake to be their new afternoon drive radio personality. Karen Blake also comes to this radio station after working for a number of years at radio station WQRC-FM in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. In Los Angeles, California, changes are going to be made at KPWR-FM with the loss of their morning personality, Jay Cruz. Jay Cruz has jumped ship from KPWR-FM and will be handling afternoons at radio station KRRL-FM with a rhythmic format. The station is owned and operated by iHeartMedia. Univision is also making changes to the radio landscape in San Antonio, Texas at radio station KXTN-FM. The station transmits on a frequency of 107.5 and have dropped their Tejano format in favor of classic hip-hop and R&B. MS Broadcasting has made morning changes at two of its radio stations in Indianapolis, Indiana. Dave O'Brien had been a popular personality in the Indianapolis, Indiana market for over 20 years. He was hosting mornings at radio station WLHK-FM with the country format. However, that's all changing as Dave O'Brien's contract has not been renewed with the radio station. In other news, MS Broadcasting is also making changes at radio station WFNI-AM and its FM translator with a new locally produced morning show. Mornings will be hosted by Jeff Rickett and Joe Stasiak, who were doing middays at the radio station. Middays at this radio station will be hosted by the syndicated Dan LeBetard show from ESPN Radio. Finally, JJ Kincaid is out after hosting mornings at radio station KPTT-FM in Denver, Colorado. JJ Kincaid came to Denver, Colorado after working at radio station WHTZ-FM in New York City. Both radio stations are owned and operated by iHeartMedia. Now it's time to begin our look at the Nielsen March Personal People Meter ratings. In New York City, the number one ranked radio station is WLTW-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station with an urban adult contemporary format is WBLS-FM. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in New York City is WCBS-FM with a classic hits format. In Los Angeles, California, the number one ranked radio station is KOST-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KRTH-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Los Angeles, California is KTWV-FM with a rhythmic adult contemporary format. In Chicago, Illinois, the number one ranked radio station is WBBM-AM with its all news operation. The number two ranked radio station is WTMX-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three rock radio station in Chicago, Illinois is WDRV-FM with a classic rock rock formats. In San Francisco, California, the number one rec radio station is KQED-FM. That's the public radio station with a news, talk, and information format. The number two rec radio station is KCBS-AM with its all-news operation. And finally, the number three rec radio station in San Francisco, California is KISQ-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. In the Dallas, Texas market, the number one rec radio station is KHKS-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two rec radio station is KZPS-FM with a classic rock format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in Dallas, Texas is KLUV-FM with a classic hits format. In Houston, Texas, the number one rec radio station is KODA-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is KLTN-FM with the Mexican regional format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in Houston, Texas is KMJQ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Washington, D.C., the number one rec radio station is WTOP-FM with its all-news operation. The number two rec radio station is the public radio station, that's WAMU-FM, with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in the nation's capital is WMMJ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Atlanta, Georgia, the number one rec radio station is WSB-AM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two rec radio station is WAMJ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in Atlanta, Georgia is WVEE-FM with an urban contemporary format. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the number one rec radio station is WBEB-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two rec radio station is WOGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three rec radio station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is WMMR-FM with a classic rock format. Next week, we'll continue our look at the March Personal People Meter ratings. According to Media Monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number one was Home Depot, followed by Geico Insurance, Lowe's Home Improvement Centers, Allstate Insurance, and the United States Department of Transportation. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Boy, that was a packed site. Looks like we've got a little work to do there. There we go.
Okay. All right.
Hey, got another task for Sean.
Back. It was almost like hearing old friends, you know. Hey, what's been going on with this station and that station, you know, when you're not in the markets and stuff. The thing that always strikes me when I hear the ratings, and, you know, you kind of know the AM cities or the news-oriented cities, shall we say, you know, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and so forth. L.A. has never had an AM station. In all the years I've listened to these ratings, L.A. has never had like KNX or anything or KFI in the mix. They've always been maybe in the top five when we used to do the top five, but never in the top three. It's so FM oriented, and no sports ever in L.A., whereas other cities, the sports come in. So L.A. marches to a different drum.
Well, I know Dallas, the FMs there were successful early in the mid-70s. The FM started being number one up there. So some cities got an early start with FM stations being successful earlier than others.
And so, but it's interesting to see. And, of course, we're also out of the Christmas skewing portion. You know, that lasts for a month, and some station comes out of the pack because of Christmas. But then it settles back down to the normal stuff. But then you see the sports stations make a charge when a team is really good or something like that. They did say in Boston, and probably won't be in the top three, either of them, but I just saw an article that the Sports Hub is doing better in the ratings for each day part than WEI. But that was as of like February 28th. Now that the Red Sox are on, and with the improved Red Sox broadcast, which I think is much better, I think EEI will make some inroads on that, but the Sports Hub's got them right now anyway.
You know, Chris, the funny thing is, when you were talking about the radio stations, I think that the only city I think that's a totally different animal is San Francisco, because like every time I look at that ratings book, the top radio stations are either KCBS with its all, I'm sorry, yeah, KCBS with its all news, or the public radio station, KQED.
KQED, yep.
Always.
And sometimes we've had, Jeff, where when the Giants have been good or something, KNBR has been 3. So there
right.
you go.
We
all talk.
Well, and here in Austin, KUT gets up usually 1 or 2. And KUT here in Austin usually ends up in the top 3 a lot. So they've been, and that's the public radio station. So
yeah, we don't talk about Austin very much. That's why we have you guys here to do that.
Yeah, but no, and then I did hear, speaking of the format in San Antonio, technically the Tejano station moved to 1350 AM. because, you know, just to keep it going, I guess, for a few people that do want to hear it. But I did actually hear about 10 minutes of that new Vibe 107.5. It basically is a throwback format.
Now, can you 10 minutes of it better? Are you close enough to San Antonio, Texas, Sean, where you can actually listen to San Antonio FM stations from Austin? Is that
when the skip happens? Well, it's harder now with translators, but if there is a little bit of skip, like Saturday we had some storms, and so about noon, 107.5 was coming in pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. You know, ever since I moved to this apartment complex, DXing FM or getting FM skip, it seems to be almost impossible. My building seems to be has been a total impossibility. So,
yeah, I live in an RF black hole pretty much, but I think I'm going to take a radio outside and see what I can hear with it.
We have and a they caller. Say it's what the warm humid days are the best days to do it. Is that what
in
I hear?
In the morning, correct. Like
now. Yeah, in the morning and in the late afternoon, and it happens when there's a temperature inversion. Go ahead, Perry.
We have a caller, the 505. I believe that might be Joe. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. What do you have to say, Joe?
Hi. Yeah, this is Joe. The interesting thing I never thought of before with all. Many more translators on this does interrupt with when we used to look forward to high humidity days and the FM skip. So wow, I hadn't thought of that before. Well,
but I have noticed around here sometimes, because I live in the north part of Austin, it doesn't happen as much if I'm in the central. They do wipe out the translators a lot of times when the skip does happen. Like I said, it's usually about 10 o'clock at night to about midnight, and then usually about 8 to 10 in the morning is when it's really
far enough away from a lot of them where that'll happen.
Because the translators, I get them clear here, but there's a few of them that I lose automatically. You know, there's like about 3 or 4 translators that are gone.
I think the furthest radio station I ever got from Albany, New York, was a station down in Florida on the FM band, and I heard once a station in Denver, Colorado, but those days are gone, especially with all the translators, and especially where I live now. And when I had the outdoor antenna and I lived in the city, I actually got better reception on FM. Bill, I wonder if it's time for Jennifer's call letter and format changes.
It's getting pretty close. I'm on the wrong screen, though, so it won't happen until I get to the right screen, will it, Jeff?
No, I guess it won't happen until you get to the right screen. I gotta
you can't
tell
find
you,
your own wife, eh, Bill?
I got to tell you, though, Jennifer's got a lot. It's a lot of format and call letter changes this week compared to last the week before. So
sit back and relax, because here it comes.
Hello, everyone. Right. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of April 18th. KCVR FM 98.9 Columbia, California changes format from regional Mexican to country, and changes slogan from Radio La Suavecita to 98.9 The Wolf. KJJI 1190 Whitehall, Arkansas changes format from silent to classic rock. KLRG 880 Sheridan, Arkansas changes format from religious teaching to classic rock. KOUL 107.7 Agua Dulce, Texas changes format from regional Mexican to country. KQSA 97.9 Batesville, Texas signs on with the Tano format. KVRC 1240 Arkadelphia, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic rock. KXTN 1350 San Antonio, Texas changes slogan from KXTN 107.5 FM to Tejano and Proud. KXTN FM 107.5 San Antonio, Texas changes format from Tejano to Rhythmic AC and changes slogan from KXTN 107.5 FM to Vibe 107.5. KYXK 106.9 Gurdon, Arkansas changes format from sports to classic rock. WMCR 1600 Oneida, New York changes format from talk to classic hits and adds slogan 101 The Breeze. WMXV 101.5 St. Joseph, Tennessee changes format from urban AC to hot AC and changes slogan from V101.5 to My101.5. WUKV 95.7 Tryon, Georgia changes format from classic rock to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love and adds slogan K-Love. KEMP 99.3 Payson, Arizona changes slogan from 99.3 The Q to 106.9 The Q. 95.5 Carbon, Texas signs on as KJDE FM. KSLV FM 96.5 Del Norte, Colorado changes format from adult contemporary to classic rock and changes network provider from Westwood One Adult Contemporary to Westwood One Classic Rock and changes slogan from The Mix 96.5 to 96.5 The Fox. WHBL 1330 Sheboygan, Wisconsin changes slogan from News and Information 1330 to WHBL 1330 AM 101.5 FM. WXER 104.5 Plymouth, Wisconsin changes slogan from 104.5 The Point to The Point. WBOS 92.9 Brookline, Massachusetts changes format from alternative rock to classic rock and changes slogan from Alt 92.9 Boston's alternative to Rock 92.9. WBYN 1160 Lee Highton, Pennsylvania changes network provider from ESPN Radio Network to Fox Sports Radio and changes slogan from ESPN Radio 1230 to 1230 and 1320 AM Fox Sports Radio. WLLI 1390 Jackson, Tennessee changes slogan from Willie 94.1 to Willie 94.1 FM 1390 AM. WLLI FM 94.3 Dyer, Tennessee changes slogan from Willie 94.1 to Willie 94.1 FM 1390 AM. WATG FM 95.7 Tryon, Georgia changes calls to WUKV FM. KMEZ 102.9 Belle Chasse, Louisiana changes slogan from Z 102.9 to KMEZ 102.9. KXBB 101.7 Cienega Springs, Arizona signs on with blues and adds slogan Badass Blues Radios 101.7. WANO 1230 Pineville, Kentucky changes slogan from Cat Country to Cat Country FM 98.1 AM 1230. WCTL 106.3 Union City, Pennsylvania changes city of license from Union City to Erie. WFXF 103.9 Dundee, Illinois changes format from classic rock to contemporary Christian and adds network provider Air One and changes slogan from 103.9 The Fox to Air One. WHTX 1570 Warren, Ohio changes format from silent to sports and adds network provider ESPN Radio Network, WSJH 103.7, Hubbardston, Michigan, changes format from not available to Variety. WYCL 1540, Niles, Ohio, changes format from silent to talk. The following stations have signed off the air. WQSE 1030, White Bluff, Tennessee. WZAZ 1400, Jacksonville, Florida. KMRI 1550, West Valley City, Utah. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. We really, really appreciate that. And for my folks who are helping out with the screening, thank you very much. You're doing a superb job, and above and beyond.
You were talking about that station in Lehigh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I actually remember hearing that radio station in New York City or in Albany, New York on 1160 when nothing's on the air. So you sometimes you hear a station call it, and you get to think about it. You hear it, and I'm sure that happens with all of us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And doing the radio database for years, and she's calling up some of these callers. I remember doing that stream or that station, or this one's in the database, this is not. Is that station still around? And you hear it. Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Anybody else got anything before we move on to a smooth jazz segment?
No, I don't think so, but I think you guys are going
to sit back and relax so I can fall asleep. That stuff always puts me to sleep.
Let me ask you a question. What was the big smooth jazz station in Boston? Wasn't it on 96.9, but it used to be
96.9. They did actually a swap. There was an interesting thing that happened with that because they swapped and moved, I think, the smooth jazz over there. It had been on 99.5, and they put it on 96.9, and they moved the country format over to 99.5. This was back, they had, that's when it became WKLB. And it had been WCLB when it was at 1230, and it was a really mixed up, crazy thing. It all happened in about 96. Who owned Greater Media and whoever was owning 96.9 both started country stations within like a week of each other. And one was at 96.9 and one was at 105.7. And actually, Lorne and Wally have always referred to those as the dark days when they had to play country music. You know,
the only thing I'll say, Chris, is that we got to play the feature. But I missed the days when that station, the 96.9 WJIB, was beautiful music, and they had the eight bells and all.
Right. So anyhow, just to finish up. So what they did was then they they were merged. Those companies, they bought 96.9. So what happened was then smooth jazz ended up on 96.9. The country ended up on 99.5 at the time, and WROR, they took the guys had gotten rid of the VBF call letters, so they took those WROR call letters, which of course had been at 98.5 years ago, but that had been the mix for a while. And so it was a whole big flip-flop that happened in 96, but smooth jazz went over to 96.9 and then went to FM Talk for quite a few years before they went to their rock format now.
Okay, well, Bill, I think it's time we hear all about the history of smooth jazz.
I want to thank you for finding this segment, Jeff, but and dedicate this one to Steve Bauer. You hear him on a lot of promos on Legend. He's done shows from time to time, various types over the years, and he just loves smooth jazz. So, Steve, this one is for you, buddy.
Just hear me out. It's 1986. Oprah is interviewing sax player Kenneth Gorelick, known around the world as Kenny G.
It's like you are talking to and doing a few other things with this instrument.
Well, I've never taken any music lessons, so I don't really know exactly what I'm doing.
In 1993, he played at Bill Clinton's inauguration. By 1996, he was starring in golf commercials.
My driver used to be my least favorite club in the bag, till I got the Great Big Bertha driver. Now it's my favorite.
And his music was the calming soundtrack of the Weather Channel. Kenny G had hit his peak.
Tell me that part about Kenny G again.
But it wasn't just Kenny G. smooth jazz, the style of music he'd come to be the face of, was everywhere.
Smooth jazz, 94.7.
Smooth jazz, 106.5.
Smooth jazz, 94.7.
This is smooth jazz, 106.9.
How did that happen? Like, where the hell did smooth jazz come from? Let's go back to Clinton's inauguration.
Hey!
Kenny G actually wasn't the only saxophonist performing. In fact, Will Smith,
this feels great,
the MC of one of many inaugural events that day, brought out 10 sax players to serenade the jazz-loving president.
Check this out.
This was like the who's who of saxophonists. But it's this guy, standing right next to Kenny G, where this story begins.
There's no question, Kenny G has one idol, and he admits to it, Grover Washington Jr.
In the late 60s and early 70s, straight jazz was all but gone from pop radio. The music was becoming more experimental, and albums like Miles Davis's Bitches Brew established jazz fusion, an eclectic hybrid of jazz and rock, as the next iteration of the art form. But some jazz artists saw promise in pop music and began crossing over by recording instrumental covers of huge pop hits. A shining example of that is jazz guitar virtuoso Wes Montgomery's 1966 cover of Going Out of My Head. Was produced by Creed Taylor, who filled out Montgomery's mellow guitar with strings and woodwinds, instruments that were more familiar to pop radio listeners. This song sounded more like the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds than it did most jazz records that came out in 1966. And it was a smash hit, because it established a formula for jazz that the everyday listener could understand. As this Billboard article put it, the chasm between jazz and popular music was narrowing. It was through Creed Taylor's label, CTI, that Grover Washington Jr. became a household name.
Grover Washington defined crossover jazz in the 70s.
His fourth album with Taylor was Mr. Magic. Just looking at the cover, you know you're going to listen to songs that are smooth as f***.
It really is, in the most simple sense, an R&B background of a fairly slow tempo with fairly slow harmonic change that's kind of grooving.
On top of that is Grover's saxophone playing a simple yet infectious melody. The second he made radio-friendly songs, he lost a lot of respect from the jazz world, and it was difficult gaining it back. Here's a quote on the back cover of his own record that reveals this tension. Apparently, a jazz critic went to one of his shows and sat scowling at the bar. By the end of the show, he said, "Cat can play." Just having that jazz critic admit that he could play the saxophone was equivalent to a bushel of five-star reviews.
Any jazz player will give you a list of things that they don't like about it. They don't like the lack of technical virtuosity. They don't like the lack of harmonic interest. But in my opinion, what trumps it all is popularity. When you're dealing with art cliques, popularity is like poison.
If jazz purists were quick to dismiss Grover's Mr. Magic, then they sure as hell were going to roll their eyes at jazz guitarist George Benson's Breezin' in 1976. It was the first jazz album to ever go platinum. The title track was originally composed by soul record producer Bobby Womack and bears a strikingly close resemblance to Going Out of My Head.
George Benson is one artist
artist that no one could refute because he had the chops in straight ahead jazz. And people were mad in the straight ahead jazz industry.
To them, he chose success over art. This Downbeat magazine review of George Benson's says it all. Hearing George Benson on this album is like watching Marlon Brando in a Three Stooges movie. Such is the relationship between the art and the artist. But then it really mattered to the public. This Masquerade, the single off the record, peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 and won the Grammy in 1977 for Record of the Year.
Does this scat type singing, you know, where he's scatting and he's playing, and the fingers are following his voice. And you couldn't say that wasn't jazz in 1976.
By the end of the 70s, dozens of musicians followed Benson and Grover's breezy sound. Even Taxi, one of the most popular shows to ever be on television, used a Bob James pop jazz recording as their theme song. The problem? Well, radio didn't know what to call it. This reporter just said, not quite jazz, but pretty stuff. Enter Broadcast Architecture, a market research firm tasked with giving this promising radio format a name.
All these radio stations were coming on doing this format. It was like, what do we call it? The way we did focus groups was a little different. We would interview people one person at a time for 30 minutes.
A female radio listener entered the room.
She was saying, it's jazz, but it's not really jazz, and it's smooth. And she goes, it's smooth jazz. Yeah, that's what it is. It really struck a light bulb with everybody that was behind the glass, you know, watching.
Okay.
Turn on, 94.7.
94.7. 94.7. Let me see. Okay, I've got it.
On behalf of all of us at Metropolitan Broadcasting, welcome to 94.7 The Wave. 94.7
The Wave. What you just heard was the moment one of the first official smooth jazz stations went on the air.
Within a few months, KKSF in San Francisco launched, WNUA launched, CD 101.9 in New York launched. It was a tipping point for the format, for sure.
But take a look at how The Wave marketed itself. Only occasionally did they actually play what some would consider jazz music.
We started testing everything from Phil Collins. She calls out to the even some Hall & Oates tunes, you know, vocal tracks that would help kind of glue it all together.
Smooth sounds for a rough world.
And make no mistake, Kenny G was at the center of all of it.
CD 101.9, it's called Silhouette, and the artist, of course, Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Who likes jazz?
I love jazz. Kenny G can blow the storm up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny G.
Kenny G was known just as much for his hair as he was for his saxophone playing.
He was the cool white boy. He was just the cool guy who played the saxophone. And I'm going to go ahead and say it, it's the money. He made so much money doing it.
And this year's adult contemporary artist is Kenny G.
I don't know what to say. This is, I would have never expected to win this thing.
Yes, you did, Kenny. This chart shows the rise of smooth jazz radio starting in 1987 when KTWV went on the air and peaked around 1997, the same year Kenny G entered the Guinness World Records book for holding a note for over 45 minutes. Wait, what? Some of smooth jazz's most attentive fans were the at-work radio listeners of corporate America.
If you take The Wave to work with you and there's a fax machine in your office, jot down a few songs that you'd like to hear on The Wave and fax them to us.
We would get hundreds and hundreds of faxes. Like, within an hour, the fax machine starts rolling.
Smooth jazz seemed like it would dominate forever. Everything changed. In the early 2000s, Arbitron, a firm that measures audiences, introduced a new technology, the portable people meter. It's this little beeper. People believed it killed smooth jazz. PPM, which is still used today, is an electronic beeper that captures audio tones masking the signal of radio broadcasts. Basically, it picks up audience listenership automatically. It replaced a decades-long practice of using paper diary entries to measure audiences.
People would write down for a week what they listened to, and they would turn it in. Very easy for people to do. It went from that to what we want to ask you to do is wear this on your belt all day, and we want you to do this for a year.
But it often didn't work with smooth jazz. The format's soft ambient sound didn't allow for the signal to be consistently masked in the music without being discernible to listeners. If the signal wasn't embedded, the beeper just couldn't register it. Polling site 538 tracked the number of six large market smooth jazz stations before and after PPM. In each instance, they either changed formats or shut down entirely. But it might not have been all PPM's fault.
I think it's a reflection of what our economy did. Our station went off the air when everything crashed.
Smooth jazz radio was music for ordinary, everyday people just trying to get through their day stress-free. It certainly never cared about critics during its solid 20-year run. And unlike straight-ahead jazz, it didn't care so much about challenging the listener either. And it's why from the 1960s to the 90s, anything written about the music looked like this. But dig deep into smooth jazz's history, and you'll find some really exciting music.
There was an album Herbie Hancock did called The New Standard. Oh, man, that was good. When I'd come off the air talking about that, I was like, oh, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Or go back even further to Grover Washington Jr.'s Wine Light.
And just listen to it as you're cooking dinner or something. It's just chill, man. And it'll give you a feeling for why people fell in love with this music for such a long time.
Thanks so much for watching my little mini-series on jazz. I hope to tackle so many more stories on this genre of music in future Earworm episodes. Until then, I've got a great gift for you, which is a Spotify playlist full of amazing smooth jazz songs that will definitely make you a convert.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that one. That one was great.
I was a big fan of smooth jazz at one time, and my father owned a billiard parlor in New York City. And I said to him, you know, you're going to be losing some of your easy listening stations. Why don't you put on WQCD on your stereo system that played music? And so he did. He says, I'm not really a fan of it, he would say to me, but you know, the people seem to like it. So I remember that. So,
well, our station here, 93.3, they're not city grade, but their best format that they were here in Austin was ratings-wise, well, other than when they first started in B93, the top 40, was the 4 or 5 years that they were smooth jazz. I mean, they were pretty strong.
I always used to when I would travel and I wanted to take a nap, and it was
You got the point. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I kind of sleep through. I mean, it was, you know, I'm not really trying to downgrade the format or anything like that, but you know, if I was traveling from places I knew what was their radio wise.
Yeah, it was good for, like you said, for the workplace, things like that. And I know some of the stations, before they started calling themselves smooth jazz, like the Oasis and Dallas, they were calling it, before they figured out to call it smooth jazz, they were calling it, New Age?
Well, that's even further out than smooth jazz, but you're right about that.
That kind of drifted.
Yeah, because
that
what was that
station? A
little
different musically, yeah.
What was that station in Boston? The one that was WJIB, they had new age music at night, and they had easy listening and smooth jazz in the daytime.
Right. Well, when they were 96.9, when they were their call letters for smooth jazz were WCDJ, so that's what they used. But they said smooth jazz for, and that was only again 2 or 3 years. And then they went to FM talk after that for a while.
Perry, we got some hands. I see.
We do.
Let's go. Let's go, Jerry. Jerry. First.
Yep. Hey, good evening, everybody. I've been listening all along, but there would have been too much background. I'm outside on my porch. The lawnmowers have stopped, and the children aren't playing now. It's about 81.
Are they nestled all snug in their beds, Jerry?
Yeah, they're nestled all snug. And, well, I don't know. But anyway, it's a beautiful day here. They tried smooth jazz for a while. Well, 860 AM in Pittsburgh went back and forth between WAMO and YJZ for a while. And when they were WYJZ, they had smooth jazz.
Okay.
Very good.
I don't know if that would work as much on AM.
Probably not. No, Joe, did you have a Joe? Do you, did you want to say something quickly, please?
Yeah, just that's cool. The smooth jazz. I used to play music like that on KMOJ 1979 before it was smooth jazz. Bob James, George Benson, and some others. Man, it's cool. Smooth before it was smooth jazz, and it was.
You helped smooth it out for him, Joe.
That's right.
Yeah, I sure did. Oh, man, they smooth it out. They say, what are you playing? What about Dizzy Gillespie, Maynard Ferguson, Miles Davis? I said, well, on this format, I can't do that, but I actually do enjoy it. And I was enjoying jazz like that when in the 50s when most kids at the Braille School in Faribault, Minnesota were just sucking the top 40 music. There's only about me and about two other older guys would talk jazz.
And Joe, before we go on to the next feature, please give me some Charlie Parker and some Dizzy Gillespie, and I'd also like to hear some Miles Davis. I agree with you. Thank you, Joe.
Let's go to Bobby real quick. Bobby, go ahead. We do have a feature, but go ahead real quick.
Bobby.
CD 101.9.
There you go, Bobby. Start over.
It was PIX.
That's right, Bobby. It was WPIX FM, the sound of the new life. It was beautiful music and top 40, and then it became smooth jazz.
Now it's WFM. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I like those birds, Jerry. Keep them coming.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, one of our former Pacers who's since passed away, Wayman Tisdale, was a big smooth jazz artist.
He did perform. Yes, he did.
Oh, he was big. Did a lot of CDs, and one of those players who had a career at the University of Oklahoma, then went on to the Indiana Pacers and played in the league for several years, and then went on to a smooth jazz career. And so, but he's since passed away of cancer. So, I mean, the guy had a real, real career with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce the next feature, and it's one I put in at the last moment. And since I've been listening to sports talk radio way, 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 way back, this guy always intrigued me. And this was one Chet Coffey, who we just got the news passed away because of complications from an auto accident on April the 11th. But, you know, he was a star in Chicago, and we're going to hear that feature in just a second. But before that, he was a star here in Indianapolis on Channel 8 News, and he did sports talk radio. Anybody else want to say anything?
Chet Coppock was one of those, Bill, you know, and I know us being in the Midwest, we probably heard him a little more than a lot of the other panelists did. I mean, I'm sure they did, but we probably heard him. And he was one of those guys, I think you would agree, Bill, when he was on the air, you either kind of loved him or you hated him. There really wasn't any down the middle.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him. I used to hear him on the loop, you know, when they were AM 1000 at night. He'd do a sports talk show, and he did it in a different pace. You know, it wasn't the same kind of sports talk show where you have the two guys yelling back and forth. He did it as an interview. He liked to do interviews. He was a very good interviewer. His questions were maybe a little bit long, and people maybe didn't like him, but they were really incisive, and they were good. And he really brought people out very well. Like Bob Costas, similar kind of style to Bob Costas with his interview show.
The callers, Chris, would – hold on just a second. The callers, Chris, would – you know, he would have a – you know, kind of a back and forth with callers, too, and it was kind of a – you either like – as a caller, you liked him or you didn't. Go ahead, Sean.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and he – he also, of course, was famous. He always he would do his shows from Mike Ditka's restaurant there.
That's
for a while.
Correct.
That was a big thing. He was called the godfather of Chicago sports talk radio. And just to clarify, he was in the auto accident on April 11th. He passed away last night,
yesterday.
Wednesday night. So, and he also did a little show on Saturday nights on 101 Sports. And a lot of people don't know this. He did a little bit with pro wrestling, WrestleMania II, the Chicago matches. He was the ring announcer, and he did a little wrestling radio network right around 94, WWF.
And he was just short of his 71st birthday. He was going to be 71 on April 30th. So.
You know he was a big name in sports, though, because when I turned around and I told my wife that I found this on Twitter, even she recognized the name. So you know someone who doesn't listen to sports radio recognized him.
Did he also do a show on cable, Perry? Because it seems to me I used to hear him on Time Warner Cable at the time somewhere. I think he did, Jeff.
I think he did some TV, and he originated, of course,
Sports
out of
Channel
Chicago.
America. Yeah, Sports Channel America, I think it was.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
He also did a lot of post and pregame Notre Dame football on WLS. He kept busy. He tried the podcasting, the internet thing. He never quite gave up. You know, he was just there. And he brought a whole new meaning to BS, the way that he would talk to his guests.
Correct.
He, I'm trying to clean that up a little bit, but he took that to a whole new level, but very, very interesting to listen to. You either liked him or you didn't. But this feature that I'm going to be playing for you tonight, he does some segments from Wrigley Field in 1982, a very much younger Chet Kopic. He had just come back to Chicago from Channel 8 in Indianapolis. So let's see what you guys think of this and if this brings back some good memories to you.
Cubs end the year 73 and 89. The St. Louis Cardinals, playoff bound, survived the Cubs in 14 today over on the north side. This is milestone time in the Cub half of number 8. Bill Buckner finally ended the drought. Billy Buck with a double to the opposite field, down by the warning track. That was Buck's 200th base hit of 1982. In the 13th inning, a Cub comeback, down 4-3. Scott Thompson hit one for extra bases out to right center field. Scored Ryan Sandberg. Scotty wound up with a triple. The ball game was tied at 4. Cubs really deserved to win this one, but no dice, because in the 14th, Ken Kravick fed the gopher ball to Julio Gonzalez. Cardinals a winner by a final of 5-4. And can it really be just 183 days until next year's Cub opener with Montreal? That's the ticket. It's only 10:30 a.m., and already Cub fans are lining up at Clark and Addison to see their ball club for the last time this year. Parking attendants in full swing, directing the Wrigley Field traffic.
T-shirt.
Souvenir vendors are busy too. The latest and most popular item is a Cardinals divisional championship pennant. Inside, concession workers prepare hot dogs, cold drinks, and the beer for fans waiting outside. What do you miss most about baseball?
The people and looking at all the players and meeting the players and their wives and meeting everybody else, the newsmen like you. And a lot of people.
And the little kids.
Yeah, all the children and all the fans.
On the field, first baseman Bill Buckner is taking early batting practice, honing his swing in search of his 200th hit for 1982. It's a time to say goodbye. Baseball 82 draws to a close for the Chicago Cubs. It becomes a time for reflection, and it becomes a time to look to the future.
We're a unique ball club in the fact that we've had a great August and September, something that hasn't happened in with a Cub ball club in 20 or so years. Record indicates that. The development of our young ball players, and those were the two things that we wanted to do, because we're building, and all we have to do now is hope we can have some luck in the free agency market and hope that we're blessed with a couple of good trades, and then we ought to keep continued progress with our ball club. We have only scratched the surface of what we have to do in a real tough division.
The mood inside the Cubs clubhouse is loose, very loose. Ferguson Jenkins autographing posters commemorating a 3,000th strikeout. Buckner back at his stall going over a volume of fan mail. Everyone seems satisfied about the Cubs' brisk finish, a finish of 34-24 since the 1st of August.
We had nothing to play for, and, you know, the guys came out and really worked hard, and, you know, we played every game like we were in a race, and, you know, that's just something good to see.
There were a lot of remarks early in the year about the new tradition, and people were really laughing and snickering about it, and we had some bad times, and as I reflect back on those times and look ahead to 1983, I don't think people are going to be laughing anymore.
Up in the bleachers, it's business as usual. Business being one big party. Everyone's friends, forever loyal to the Cubbies.
everybody here is great. We have a good time, T-Bucks. Everybody has a good time. That's the major thing of baseball here in the bleachers, I think.
You've been to over 70 ball games this year. What's the lure about the bleachers that brings you out day after day?
$2 a day.
Turnstiles, we're still spending at game time. Vendors continued to hawk programs and scorecards.
Anybody else here, program?
It was indeed a beautiful day for a ball game, but the changing color of the ivy on the outfield wall indicates it's time to close shop on another Cub. To maintain the beauty of this baseball palace, time to say goodbye to freshman ball girl Marla Collins, to Leon Durham, who's just beginning to show his enormous potential. Goodbye to Harry. So long to Vincent Liu. And what can you say to Jay Johnstone, who gave Cub fans some key hits and comic relief in good times as well as bad times? Yep, it's wait until next year time, but lots of people can hardly wait. Are you anxious for the start of 1983?
Yeah!
Now, the Cubs made news off the field tonight at a meeting involving general manager Dallas Green, manager Lee Elia, batting coach Billy Williams was fired by the Cubs tonight. Williams, of course, representing a great legacy in Cub history. Remarkably, this man who has made so many contributions to the ball club has not been offered another position within the organization. I talked to Billy about 20 minutes ago, told me he was stunned by the firing. Meanwhile, the Cubs also dropped third base coach Gordy McKenzie and bullpen coach Tom Harmon. Now let's go to that scoreboard, the National League. How about Carlton? After going 0-4, he's now won 23 for Philadelphia. Jim Fanning is through as manager of the Montreal Expos. The Reds finish with 101 losses. The Jays end with a sweep of the Mariners. The Red Sox beat the Yankees in 11. Trammell had three RBIs for the Tigers. California beat Texas in the Who Cares game. Oakland knocked off Kansas City by 3. And we'll spotlight the Canadian Football League and have more sports for you after this timeout.
Channel 5 Sports Sunday is being brought to you by Shell Oil and Heilemann Old Style.
Hope you enjoyed that one. That brought back some memories.
Yeah, a little history That was Harry Carey's first year.
Let me tell you, he certainly was a character, wasn't he?
That was Harry Carey's first year with the Cubs, 82. Also, the reason he was going to spotlight Canadian football, there was no NFL. The NFL was on strike at that time in 1982, so that's why he was going to go and tell you about the Argonauts or whatever he was going to tell you. So there you go. But a lot of interesting names in that. And, he did sound a lot younger and did a real good, on-the-scene kind of report there. Very good.
Very descriptive.
Yeah, and listen to some of these sports reporters on TV now. You know, a lot of sports has moved just the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just news at 11 o'clock. There's very little sports news on the TV, per se, anymore. Not like it used to be, but that was a quality sports report.
It was. And, another thing, Bill, on TV and radio that you have now, there's hardly any opinion anymore. It's all... Right. Well, this is what it is, and then you move on to the next story. It's all cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And that was that, and that was as good as you're going to get.
Very good.
We have a raise hand from... Oh, I'm sorry.
I know him, and there was another very charismatic host in Chicago. Him and Mike North had a little on-air feud. Yes, they did not like each other.
But they worked together at the end, so...
Yeah, they finally made it, but there was a long time they could not stand each other, but they did manage to...
Yeah, it was a little competition there. Perry, we got some Rand raised?
Yeah, we got Mike in Aventura, Florida. But
Mike in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, welcome back.
I wanted to tell you that I was talking to some people the other day. They were saying that they don't like the way Boston Red Sox is... They're doing a lot of what they call, maybe Chris could help me with this, where they talk about the game and then they go into something else. It's regular conversation, plus it's about the game. It's not what it used to be.
It's not what they, Mike, it's not what it was billed as about 3 months ago. There was craziness about it. We're going to have a talk show and people were making fun of it. We're going to have Fred from Medford call up in the middle of the game and talk about it. No. What's happening is Joe Castiglione is still the voice of the Red Sox. They've had Sean McDonough on so far, Josh Lewin. going to have Mario and Pemba probably coming up soon. They've beefed up their pregame and postgame shows very much. They have Will Fleming there. I was going to, you know, comment on this maybe Sunday night. I'll expand on that. I've really gotten a chance to listen to it, you know, of course, the last couple of weeks. So Will Fleming is doing the pre and postgame shows. He's doing a much better job than Mike Monansky was doing, who's really not cut out for that kind of a thing. And no, it's a very good broadcast now. I think it's very enjoyable. And if this is going to be a bad team, I'm going to enjoy hearing the different announcers. Dave O'Brien's going to be part of it. Chris Berman's going to do a few games. Lou Merlone is in the booth sometimes. So it's a better variety than just to have two people droning on in a 100-loss season, which you might get this year with this Red Sox team right now.
Yeah, what's happening with them? They got beaten. The Yankees beat them too. Oh, I know, Chris, you're going to say this. I know we don't normally do sports, but you're going to, and I know I shouldn't be talking about this because it's not my, I wouldn't want to ruin my image here, but they lost two games to the Yankees, or they lost one
they
game. Was it eight to one or something?
And they lost five to three last night. But the thing is, starting pitching, they're paying a lot for the starting pitching that they've got right now. They've got former Cy Young winners and everything else. And it's not producing on the field right now. Whether it'll turn it around, and you know, it's still way early in the season, but they don't look good.
And what about the Yankees?
Yankees will certainly improve if they get healthy. They're treading water right now, doing the best they can. And the team that's taken off in that division with a 5.5 game lead is the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep.
And what about the Phillies? How well are they doing this year?
Phillies are hanging in too, and with Bryce Harper, they've got a lot of interest down there. You can tell there's a buzz in the crowd when you hear a Phillies game now. There's a buzz, and the four teams when we predicted, and of course, we'd made our deathless predictions at the beginning of the season, and we said the four teams and everybody but the Marlins would have a chance in that division, and that's the way they've come out of the gate.
Well, I know we don't really do a lot of. Oh, go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
We will be here and expanding more on Easter Sunday. We'll be eating lots of chocolate bunnies and talking sports. So hey, Cadbury eggs.
We will. We're going to be here. I'm going out for a good dinner beforehand, so we'll be ready to go.
Yeah. And just remember, Jeff, it is not sports and Western for future reference.
No, I never said sports. You know, that's funny, Sean. I was going to, and you just read my mind because I was going to plug the Sports Lounge program. So you've already done it. So and you guys do a fantastic job. Go ahead, Bill.
And all I can say is before the next feature, if we can get Jeff to say, go through one show to say he's not a sports fan and country and Western in one week.
My brother-in-law told me to tell you, Bill, that even though I don't follow sports the way you guys do, I'm a closet sports fan because I do follow it. And even you said that one day, Chris, because I listen to WINS in the morning to get the sports news, and I hear it throughout the day when I listen to WINS. So I pick up little bits here and there, but I don't follow the games or listen to the games like you guys do. So.
Jeff, you bring a whole new meaning to coming out of the closet.
And he has. Yeah, I was coming out of the closet. And he did call the sports lounge one time with a question. So
he did.
I'm only waiting for the New York Giants to come back to life again. Maybe this year will be the year coming
up. We'll keep waiting.
Thank you.
Jeff, it's the 21st century. You can come out of the closet and be safe about it now. So it's okay. That's like right. Sports.
You just made my day with that one.
Sorry. But anyway, long live the memory of Chet Coffey. Very tragic passing, but somebody that had a lot of, I really enjoyed over the years listening to him. Jeff, what's your next segment is your country music from the UK.
It's country music, but you wouldn't think it would be popular in England, and maybe it's not going to be as popular in England as you think, but Bauer Media owns a country radio station in England. It's all on the digital platform, so they have transmitters all over the country.
And you would be surprised, even going back to the 70s, American country music, and well, even before, the Beatles said some of their influences were American country artists. So, I mean, American country has always had a pretty big drawing. Yeah.
Springfield, her, I think it were her brothers or whatever, did Silver Threads and Golden Needles. They did a country album, and what happened was they did that one song, and then they hadn't really put anything else together, and people wanted them to start touring. They had to put together a country repertoire. This is before she became an artist on her own.
When I listen to this country station, and when you guys listen to it, when I think of country music, This is really more what I call country rock in a sense. It's very modern country.
They call it bro country.
Bro country.
That's what the term is. That's what they call it. Bro country is like the pop country of today. The term now is kind of bro country.
With a lot of percussion and a lot of, but, you know, they had some stuff you're going to hear. Like, one of the people I enjoyed listening to on there, the air check that I did, was Mary Chapin Carpenter. That's not new.
Oh, yeah.
That's old, but I
oh, yeah, 90s country, yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, here you go.
So I'll turn it over to you, Bill.
Here you go.
This week, we're going to listen to the United Kingdom's latest digital radio station. The station is owned and operated by Bauer Media, and it's called Country Hits Radio. This is a modern country station, and I think it sounds pretty good. I'd like to know what you guys on the panel think of this radio station. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy Country Hits Radio on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Country Girl.
Country Hits Radio launches across the UK, so does one young singer in new movie, Wild Rose.
I'm trying to be a country singer.
An uplifting and moving story about a young woman trying to fulfill her dream.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
Wild Rose, in cinemas April 12th.
Yeah. Today's best country.
Country Hits Radio. Country Hits.
Country Hits Radio. Country Hits Radio.
Country Hits Radio. You say you need a couple credits for to let you out of college.
Morgan Wallen, if I know me.
I know me. I'm Baylen Leonard. Hey, you can get in touch with us here at Country Hits Radio whenever you want. We're always listening. It's always good to hear from you. You can text your message to 64100. Just start that message with the word country and we'll get it. And also find us on social media. We're at Country Hits UK.
Got a little southern drawl in my tone. A little bigger drug on my highway. I was raised on country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Come on.
Today's best country.
This is it. Country Hits Radio.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Hardy on the dance floor. I know I've mentioned this before, but he's so tall. And he wears a cowboy hat, which makes him even taller.
Come on, y'all.
I'm not against tall people wearing cowboy hats. I'm just saying. Okay, it's fine. He can do whatever he wants. He's John Party. I have the Academy of Country Music Award winner for Best Male Artist on the way.
Country Hits Radio.
Check, 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 check. Here we go.
Today's best country lives right here.
Today's best country.
Country Hits Radio.
Country Girl.
A brand new radio station. Country Hits Radio. Together with the brand new movie, Wild Rose.
I'm trying to be a country singer.
An uplifting and moving story about a young woman trying to fulfill her dream.
If you've got a voice, you've got something to say.
Wild Rose. In cinemas, April 12th.
3, 2, 1.
Today's best country.
Country Hits Radio.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash.
If it's meant to be.
Today's best country.
It's right here.
Right here.
Country Hits Radio.
Country Hits Radio.
Mm-hmm.
something there with God's Country. Coming up with me, Baylen Leonard, I have a girl going nowhere, no more. Ashley McBride has well and truly arrived, and she's on the way. And a throwback from Mary Chapin Carpenter coming up as well.
Country Hits Radio.
Country Girl.
The all-new Country Hits Radio. Together with the all-new movie, Wild Rose.
I'm trying to get to Nashville.
A star performance from Jesse Buckley alongside the stunning Julie Walters.
When you put your mind to something, you can do anything.
Wild Rose. In cinemas, April 12th.
The UK's country music station.
On your smart speaker, mobile and your radio. Across the UK.
This is Country Hits Radio.
The founder of WikiLeaks has been arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Julian Assange has been there for almost 7 years, trying to avoid extradition to the US to face charges relating to the website leaking classified documents. Police were invited in after the country's government withdrew asylum for the 47-year-old. A man's been jailed for 6.5 years after his date died in a speedboat crash in London 4 years ago. Jack Shepherd appeared in court this morning after being brought back from Georgia, where he'd been on the run for 10 months. 24-year-old Charlotte Brown died in the incident in 2015. Labour has welcomed the latest delay to Brexit. We've now got a flexible deadline up until the end of October, and the opposition is still in talks with the Tories to find a way forward. Shadow Justice Secretary Richard Bergen says if they can't reach a deal, then voters might have to be consulted.
If these discussions don't bear fruit, then of course the public having their say through a general election or some kind of confirmatory vote, some kind of public vote, maybe the only way to get out of this impasse.
It's understood a British woman who's being held in Dubai after calling her ex-husband's new wife a horse on Facebook has had her case postponed. The 55-year-old's representatives claim the complainant didn't turn up in court today. British scientists have found new techniques to kill cancer cells without disturbing healthy ones. They've been effective against more than 30 types of the disease. And details about the birth of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's baby are going to be kept private. Prince Harry and Meghan, who are expecting their first child soon, want time to celebrate as a family first. It follows growing speculation that Meghan's planning for a home birth.
Let's go.
It's the last hour of the show. Last day of the week. It's Friday with me, Baylen Leonard.
Today's best country.
You.
Today's best country. Yeah, baby.
Country Hits Radio.
And nothing that I don't know.
Country Hits Radio.
Your life.
Once again, Chris Stapleton.
Hey, this is Chris Stapleton.
And here's my latest song, Millionaire.
Well, I would always sit around the house playing that song. It's fun to play. It's fun to sing. It's great melody. It's great lyrics. It's great everything. To me, that's a great song.
Country Hits Radio.
They say love is more precious than gold.
Today's best country.
It's right here.
Right here.
Country Hits Radio. Country Hits Radio.
So good. From 1994, that's Mary Chapin Carpenter with He Thinks He'll Keep Her. Coming up, a song from someone who met the Queen the last time that he was in town and had the video to prove it. I'll tell you the story.
Radio.
Well, there you go. Country Hits Radio from the United Kingdom, that's heard on their digital network all over the country. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. Hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
They serve their country now.
Very, very good.
I'm not as familiar with country music. I'll be very truthful with you. So that's why I wanted to know what you guys thought of that radio station.
One of the songs reminded me of Another One Bites the Dust. There was one song there about the fifth song in that sounded like Another One Bites the Dust.
It basically has, you know, it's, I don't notice much of a difference in it in, say, your modern bro country, pop country, new country here in the U.S. The only thing is over there.
For that format.
Oh, yeah, the good jocks and the news, it kind of, it's kind of like we had a station here in the early 90s when they tried the young country. It was country with a top 40 sound. It was insane. The Armadillo. It's kind of like they were kind of doing it like they did a little bit. But they have your typical, most of your new songs, and then your song from the early 2000s doing a Brad Paisley song. And then, of course, going the one 90s song that they throw in each hour when they threw in the Mary Chapin Carpenter. You know, that's pretty standard of what they do here, but I like hearing British people introduce country. That's kind of
They don't seem to have commercials. Is that just an online station, or
no,
what's going
not.
On with
I, that? They just started about 2 weeks ago, and that's probably why they don't have commercials. The other thing I did notice, and I believe that the station was voice tracked. In other words, they are automated. That was not a live radio show. I don't believe it was live. First of all, there was no inference about what the weather was like or what the you know, any of that
stuff.
But
are they doing it for the whole of England, though, aren't they? So is that part of it?
But England's even though England's a large country, it's not that large a country. It's an island, you know, essentially. And, you know, they can talk about the weather. They can talk about, you know, about it, you know, north in the country, or it's cold here in London, or it's cold. They didn't do anything like that. And there was also pauses that it made it seem to me that the station was automated. So when a segment ended a little too early, there was a bit of a pause. And you know, you would not normally have that if it was a live radio station.
To just show how poor the international coverage is around here, I had missed the fact that the Brexit deadline got delayed because I thought it was coming up any day now. So I was glad we played the segment, see? So I didn't catch that.
Well, yeah, as I said, I'm not as familiar with the music, but I did like that Mary Chapin Carpenter song. I've heard her before. That's why I kind of remember her. So
yeah, because she goes back. She's more what they consider classic country because, like I said, she was from '94. She's part of the stuff that gets into what you hear on great shows like what Bill Sparks does on Saturday mornings. Of course,
and she's also big in the folk circles too. She does folk music as well. That's how I listen to her. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you because I think we're going to celebrate 95 years of WLS here.
Boy, I'm looking forward to that. What a station, what a powerhouse. I want to thank everybody for coming into the studio. Well, actually, I just got a dog coming in the studio. Should be a cat. How unfair can life be? I've got a dog here now instead of a cat. How unfair can it get? Oh, well.
A cat's in my studio.
A cat's in your studio? Well, a dog's in mine. Yes. So what can I say?
Our cat went up, had to hang out with the new stream you sent us, Bill. That's what he had to do. That's what he's doing today.
The dog's walking around here. Jeff's a smart one. But this is temporary. So anyway, I'm really looking forward to this. Thank you guys for participating. We'll do the wrap and all that good stuff. And thank you so very, very much. And always a pleasure and a lot of fun, Jeff. At your expense, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Jeff, for all you
did.
All right, buddy. Here we go with Jeff's work on WLS from 1972.
This week, how about a trip to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois? Because this week we're going to honor a radio station that has been around for 95 years. Yes, this past Friday, WLS celebrated its 95th anniversary. This week we're going to listen to WLS from March of 1972, and the radio announcer is Joel Sebastian. This happened to be Joel Sebastian's last show at WLS. However, they're all having a good time enjoying playing the hits. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy this air check of WLS from March of 1972 on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
The Joel Sebastian Show.
WLS Chicago.
1102 in the Windy City. Gonna get a memory for you. Gonna get all the best numbers in the world tonight, baby. Like this one from Diana Ross and the Supremes. This goes back to the 60s. Yeah, someday we're gonna be together, baby. So you hum in my ear. Come on, real nice, like you nuzzle up there and go. Yeah, that's the way I want you to do it all lifelong, baby. Not gonna. And I'm Joel Sebastian, you're with the greatest all-night crew in the nation, baby. It's our Saturday night pizza party, and now that we're filled our little tum-tums, we're looking for something else. Yeah, looking for some little Eddie with a heart of gold to buy us breakfast.
You're hearing a mountain of music.
With Joel Sebastian on WLS at 11:33. That's it. Hey, there's something to yodel about in every can and every bottle of Canfield Swiss Cream, and your own distinctive yodel could win a fabulous prize at Canfield Swiss Cream Yodel for Fun and Prizes contest. Simply call 591-7240 and yodel. First prize, 14-day trip for two to Switzerland via Swiss Air, the airline that does things with a little more style. And you'll have $300 spending money to boot. 2 second prizes, 19-inch Panasonic color TV sets. 5 third prizes, your choice of a week in either Delview Hotel in the heart of the Wisconsin Dells or the Gateway Hotel in Wisconsin's North Woods. 5 fourth prizes, Pheasant Run weekends for two with Chuck Buell. 5 fifth prizes, Ski-Doo ski instructor jackets. Also, 50 Panasonic Bolero radios to runners-up. Call 591-7240. Details wherever you buy Canfield Swiss Cream. Contest void where prohibited.
Weekend weather.
Hey, you better wear something woolly. It's going to be cold tonight. Tomorrow and Monday, partly cloudy. Warmer on Monday, though. Low tonight, 20. High tomorrow, 38. The official Chicago temperature is 25. And in the loop, I have 28 degrees at WLS, reminding you, help is a people helping crisis intervention referral service. When you need help, call 929-5150 or visit the center, 2210 North Halstead. All right.
WLS.
This afternoon, you know what I mean? Give you a hey, 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 hey,
hey!
Reach for the stars, honey! Reach way up there now! Now, if you're walking around the living room, don't you dare trip over that ottoman right over there by the fireplace. Oh, you fell. We're gonna do it again. We'll break your nose.
From the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
That's the one. And here's a brand new one, a new kind of store in town, Playback, the electronic playground. In Playback, you'll find all the famous names in components, stereo, hi-fi, tape recorder. Aw, isn't this? Look at this. Gil Gross has just brought me in a beautiful cake that says... Well, I better not read what it says on that cake there. It's a dirty joke that you certainly wouldn't understand. And if you did, you'd be down here to wring my neck. Famous names in components, stereo, hi-fi, tape recorders, phonographs, radio, TV, and records. They are all displayed side by side for easy comparison. And they're all priced at... There's another ripoff from Roy Wood. They're all priced at substantial savings. Here's just one example. A famous Panasonic stereo FM-AM radio in a handsome wood cabinet was $79.95. Playback price for WLS listeners, $59.95. You save $20. Or choose an Ampex 8-track tape recorder. What? We'll give you a piece of cake. Don't worry about it, Fergie. Fine, a big fat slob is sitting in there. Weighs more than four of us put together, and he's wanting some of this cake. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Fergie, because I know you're a very sociable guy. Anybody who drives down to WLS is in the vicinity right now, 360 North Michigan Avenue. I guarantee you, if you stop, park your car right there by the old London House, between 12:15 and 12:30, you will be delivered a piece of this Joel cake personally by one of the fine members of the all-night crew. Now, that is a promise. So there will be... Gil, why don't you go down there? You're not on duty, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if anybody shows up, tell us. Maybe they'll buy us something. Where was I in this? Choose an Ampex 8-track tape recorder. Deluxe in every respect except price. Was $149.95. Playback price $99.95. That's $50 off. Roy, would you not cut the cake with that? There are five playback stores in and around the Chicago area. South in the Evergreen Plaza Arcade. North, Eden's Plaza Wilmette. Others in Aurora, Kankakee, and Bloomington. Playback, the electronic playground. A new concept in service selection and saving on everything electronic. All right, don't forget now you get free cake between 12:15 and 12:30 if you stop at 360 North Michigan Avenue. You're going to have to do it within... No, we are not hustling chicks. Now just cut that out, Fergie. You'll have to do that on your own. Where were we on the weather? Fair the remainder of this morning. Partly cloudy and warmer this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Low this morning, 15. High today, 38. The official Chicago temperature is... Well, what is it, Roy? He's calling the Weather Bureau now, dumbbell. You're supposed to get this stuff in advance. Take a guess. 25. And in the loop, I have 28 degrees at WLS. Reminding you, the Southeast Community Organization will sponsor a workshop entitled, Are Our Schools Getting the Best That Is Available? It begins at 9 in the morning on Saturday, March 4th. At St. Felicitas Church, 84th and Blackstone Avenue. For additional information, call 721-2363. You got that? Get it now. All right. With Joel Sebastian. Yeah, baby, you're with the greatest all-night crew in the nation. Roy Wood reading the funny papers for the latest in the news. Dave sitting there picking his mustache. And Fergie, well...
Don't shed a tear.
My world is your world and everybody's world. It's 1222 on WLS, and this is Joel Sebastian. You're swinging along with the greatest all-night crew in the nation. Baby, you picked the right one. Now keep it right there. Now, Gil Gross is coming down with a little plate. You have four more minutes to come to 360 North Michigan Avenue and get a free piece of cake. It is 1227 at WLS, and this is Joel's. Yours is coming, Fergie. Don't worry about it. We're not going to give it all away. I'm sure that those four pieces are all going to be going down there. Fergie gets so upset when we start giving away food. He still loves his mother and has a problem in that area. Now, listen, you've heard it. You may have seen it. You may even have driven it. You've waited for it, and now you can have it. Mr. Norm Supercar, the supercharged Demon GSS. It's here at Grand Spalding Dodge. The most dynamic, the most exciting, the most dynamite GSS package is at Grand Spalding Dodge. For immediate... He's having a temper tantrum in there. Just because he has to watch somebody else eat. For immediate delivery. So if you've been waiting for the supercharged Demon, Mr. Norm says the waiting is over. The dream car is the now car. The Demon GSS that only Mr. Norm could get together has a complete supercharger and blower unit, competition packages, heavy-duty torque, heavy-duty sure grip, and wide boots. And you better believe it, only Mr. Norm's performance-proven know-how sets up every supercharger with a distributor curved and power-tuned, dyno-timed and scoped, and it is ready to go. And you'll go for the price, too. If you want power, precision, and performance plus price, come and get it. Your supercharger Demon GSS is waiting at Grand Spalding Dodge, the performance car center of the world, 3300 West Grand Avenue. Hark! I hear the horn sounding me to the beer table.
I imagine there's a certain charm to big city sounds, but I personally prefer the kinds I hear here in God's country. The result? An authoritative beer that rests nice and light and easy. Try old style. You just might like it. Pure brewed in God's country.
G. Highland Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
WLS! Yeah, that's it, baby. The Rock of Chicago with the J.J. Jeffers Show. Afternoons, 3 till 6 on WLS. Here come that cleanup woman. Say that once, 1235 at WLS, and Playback is the electronic playground. It is not just a new store. It is a new concept in service selection and saving. Playback, where you will not only find a group of factory-trained salespeople to help you, but all the great brands and component stereo systems, radios, tape recorders, phonographs, and TV. Over 3,000 items in all, and they're all at dynamite prices. You want proof? Well, let's start with the famous Ampex portable cassette recorder that plays on AC or batteries. Comes complete with carrying case, microphone, and extra tapes. It was $49.95. Now it's playback priced at $39.95. How about a top-quality stereo FM-AM? How about a top-quality stereo FM-AM? 8-track combination radio recorder. Regular price, $129.95. Playback price, $88. That's a saving of over $41. Playback, your headquarters for all the great brands. Five big locations in and around the Chicago area. South, Evergreen Plaza Arcade. North, Eden's Plaza Wilmette. Others in Aurora, Kankakee, and Bloomington. Playback, the electronic playground. It is a new concept in service selection and saving on everything electronic. Electronic.
And now,
that's a cue there.
Rosie Greer! Whenever I want a winning brew, that's Blue Ribbon Dip. I gotta have it. That's Blue Ribbon Dip. It's all right.
Windy City Weather.
Well, because you're driving around out there, so many people coming down to 360 North Michigan. We will extend our cake offer until 1 o'clock. I certainly wouldn't want anybody to start out and then not get a piece of our wonderful cake. We still have plenty of it left here. So we'll give you until 1 o'clock. How is it, Fergie? Huh? Good, huh? Well, it passes the taste test. Meanwhile, Allie Rosen, one of our other great nighttime people, is down there in Houston, Texas, listening to us. Said that it's much warmer down there than it is up here. Matter of fact, he's going to take another day of his vacation there. Called in sick, didn't he? Won't be back until Monday. Fair the remainder of this morning, partly cloudy and warmer this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow. Low this morning, 15. High today, 38. The official Chicago temperature is 24. And in the loop, I have 28 degrees at WLS. Reminding you, stray and abandoned cats and dogs are available for adoption at the Lakeshore Foundation for Animals, 225 West Division Street. For information, call the foundation, 787-6708.
Joel Sebastian.
So this is Joel Sebastian, Ron Sanda, and Keith Pearson from Lyons Township. We're all the way to LaGrange, drove all the way back just to get their piece of cake. And I'm certain we had some left over. You have 20 more minutes to arrive. No, we're not hustling for chicks, Fergie. Now forget it. You have until 1 o'clock to come down here and get your, No, that's not what you're going to get. If that's what you're after, you have to go somewhere else. Sebastian, cake offer goes 50 more minutes, baby, and then it's back to bread and water. You know what I mean.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Well, there you go. Memories of Joel Sebastian working at radio station WLS AM for March of 1972 as we honor WLS AM on its 95th anniversary. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live.